This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood spent six figures in the lone primary state of Iowa to ensure Hillary Clinton did not lose there again, as she did in 2008. On the GOP side, Ted Cruz edged out Donald Trump, who also felt pressure from a surging Marco Rubio, who placed a strong third. Dr. Melissa Farrell bragged to undercover investigators, implying Planned Parenthood in Texas was ahead of the rest of the nation in its ability to provide entire specimens intact from what remains after their versions of abortion. Now, invoices released by an Operation Rescue lawyer show that the University of Texas has for years been paying for costs related to specimen collection, something currently legal. The invoices also bill for items called consent payments, which are at least arguably payment for human specimens, and that is something illegal regardless of what kind of procedure or circumstance is involved in such collection. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Though the World Health Organization has yet to validate suspicions that the Zika virus is connected to birth defects, abortion radicals are breaking international law, mailing dangerous abortion pills to pregnant women in countries that ban abortion. The program of pill abortions targets babies before any risk can be known. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.